Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms, and let's see Psalm 142. Book of Psalms and Psalm 142. A Psalm of David. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble when my spirit was overwhelmed within me. Then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walk, I have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Amen. As we cry to God, as we pour our complaint to him, he will deal bountifully with us. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your presence in our lives, in the life of your church and your people. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to be in our midst, to do the work of yours in our lives. Speak to us and guide us and help us. Provide us, O God, answer our prayers. Save us and deliver us from our persecutors and those who trouble us. O God, we have no one at this day but you. We are brought very low, but in your presence we'll be lifted up. Let's come to God. Let us confess our sins and our wrongdoings, so he will have mercy on us and he will bless us. Hear our prayers, Lord. Hear our cry for mercy. Lead us and be with us, Lord. Support us and strengthen us, O God. Yes, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Let us confess our sin to God. As we confess our sin to him, he will cleanse us and he will purify us and he will forgive us. He is faithful and just. He will forgive us all our trespasses as we renounce them, and he will restore us back to him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in our life, in the life of your church and your people. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that is shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, O God. Let's come now to God and let's give him thanks for all the good things that he had done to us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. Thank you for our good health, the provision, our families, your word, the salvation of yours, the word of God, the Holy Spirit, your presence in times of troubles. We thank you, Lord, for this morning, big favor. for the protection, for the provision, for all the doors you open for us to serve you. We thank you, God, even for the breath of our lives that you give us. We thank and we praise you. We adore you, Lord, and we worship you, Master Redeemer. Thank you for your love and your care and your mercy and your help and your support. Let's now come to God and ask him our petition and what we need. Big or small needs are all in the hands of God. And he will give us and he will provide for us. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. There is none like you, God. Answer our prayers, petition, thanksgiving, O God. Meet our needs, O God, according to your will and according to your timetable, in the name of Jesus. Answer our prayers to our brethren who are here and other places, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. We thank you, Master. We thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for our wives and our children, our husbands, Lord. I pray for each and every family that there will be more blessings, harmony, provision, that everyone will do his will. I pray for each husband to his family in the will of yours. O God, to do the work of yours faithfully, Lord. I pray for wives to be submissive to their husband and go along your word and your will. In their life, in the life of their families, in the name of Jesus. We pray for both parents to be in harmony, to give instruction for their children, to fear you and to walk in your ways, O God. I pray for children to submit to their parents and the instruction that comes from your word. I pray that each family will shine for you. More fruit of the Holy Spirit will be manifested. Love, joy, peace, patience, perseverance, long-suffering, humility, generosity, gentleness, and kindness, O Lord, that people will see Christ through them. I pray for each and every family to be a congregation in your church, to have family worship every day, to invite people to go for Bible studies, to evangelize. Lord, we pray. Bless all these families of yours in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now. Pray for your job, the place that you are working, your income. Pray that God will bless this place, the job that you are working, your boss, so you too will be prosper. Pray that you will continue to evangelize, reaching people in your workplace with the word of God. Hear our prayers, Lord. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord, hear us. Hear us, we pray, O God. Bless my brothers and sisters and the places of work that they are working, O God. We pray, Lord, that you bless these companies, O God. Provide their needs, O Lord. Help them and guide them and strengthen them. I pray they will be a good example to others. They will work and do well, O Lord. I pray for favor from you. I pray that they will evangelize. They will open their mouth and speak your word in the name of Jesus. We pray for your provision in their life, O God. Your help and support for them. In the name of Jesus, and I pray they will be faithful to giving their tithes and offering and first fruit to you, Lord. Establish these places of work. Provide visas, O God, for those who are not working. Give them jobs. For those who are working, they are not receiving their salaries. Give them, Lord, all their pending salaries in the name of Jesus. Help them and guide them, strengthen them. Help us, Lord, all of us to worship you in spirit and in truth. To do our work and the ministry that you entrust to us according to the ways that you want us to do. Let's pray now for our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, our relatives, the people that we are meeting every day in the streets, in our workplace, and in our public places, that we will evangelize, that we will impart Christ, that out of all our movement, our communication, connections, relationship we have in a different level, that we will impart Christ. We will preach His word to the people who are around us, O God. Lord, help us and guide us. Give us perseverance to go on and serve you, Lord, and do the work of yours faithfully, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for people to be saved from all these contacts, relatives, friends, neighborhood, classmates, oh God. Lord, we pray for vast evangelism. We pray to protect us from COVID-19, from this pandemic, to end it up, that we will move in the direction that you want us to move, to achieve the things that you want us to achieve in the name of Jesus. Lord, we magnify you, God. Let's pray now for the church and the place that God put His church in UAE, and also the rest of the extension of the church in Oman, Iraq, to Kuwait, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, Uganda, Nigeria, Malawi. Let's pray that God will give us favor in all the logistic needs, documentations, whatever office we need. Lord, we trust you will give us the office that we need in our lives. You will help us. You will support us. You will strengthen us. You will guide us. You'll be the one to be with us. Oh Lord, we magnify you. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, help us and guide us. Lead us to persevere and to do the work of yours, oh God. Help us to evangelize boldly. Give us boldness. Do miracles that people will know you. They will know that you are the true God, and we are your servant in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for souls to be saved. We pray for vision and dreams that you reveal for the governors, those in authority. We commit ourselves to pray for them. We commit ourselves to live a godly life, to obey the rules of the government, to evangelize and do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. We adore you. We worship you. We magnify you. We adore you, O God. Lord, we magnify your name, Jesus. Let's pray now for the church to grow. Pray for yourself to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And commit yourself once again to serve the Lord in the ministry that He gave you, in the place that He placed you to serve. Lord, bless all the workers, the pastors, the elders, the leaders, the overseers of the church, O God, all the parents, O God, even individual members, the families, anointing upon anointing. I pray for the refilling of the Holy Ghost. I pray for those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit baptism, baptize them with the Holy Ghost, all our members, O God. We pray in the name of Jesus that, O Lord, we pray for the gift of tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of prophecy, pastoring, teaching, exhorting, evangelist. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will give us all these spiritual gifts so that we will go on and serve you, to reach the lost, O Lord. I pray for the vision of the church to be fulfilled, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. I pray for more Bible studies to be planted, more families to join the church of God, more families to be formed. I pray, even Lord, we pray for more congregation to be planted. We pray for more people to receive Christ and Savior, Lord, in their life. More people to receive water baptism in the name of Jesus. Lord, even today, we invite in our worship. Anoint all the items of our worship. Anoint the songs. I know the message, I know the giving, I know this recording. Use it mightily to reach the people, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand in His presence. Let us worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We believe in you, O Father. Oh. Thank you.
us, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time you give us to worship you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for bringing us to the most holy place. O God, we pray. You anoint the rest of our service. Speak to us your word. Direct us, O God. Bless your church. Those who are here and our breath in other places. O God, let your word speak to us and guide us and direct us of how you want us to live our life to you. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God, let us sit down. In God's presence, let us collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits unto God. Let us bring to the Lord what is due for Him. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for always we have and receive from you. Lord, here we are to bring to you as belong to you from tithes and offerings and first fruit and vows. Lord, look up from heaven and bless your people, multiply this amount and open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing and rebuke the devourer so that nothing, pestilence or anything wrong will come on us, O Lord. And I pray that all nations, people know and will see that we are blessed by you. Use this money to reach the lost and to meet all the needs. We thank and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Today we speak about the fivefold ministry. Amen. And let us see how we can apply this fivefold ministry in our daily lives. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to verse 16 say, and he gave, that is Jesus, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We bless you. We adore you. We come before in the name of Jesus. Let your name be filled up and glorified. Anoint my lips and put words and verses and statement, and let the message flow according to your will and according to your plans to us. We thank and we bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Christ, when he sent up, he sent the Holy Spirit and he gave these five gifts that most of you know it. And these are the gifts in brief description of it. Apostles, those who laid the foundation of the early of the New Testament church, and we who are disciples of Christ, we are continuing doing this apostle means we are not apostles, but we continue this ministry. The other gift after apostles, prophets. Prophets are those who declare the will of God, and those who also tell what is coming in the future. And we declare blessing upon the obedience and destruction and troubles and punishment on those who disobey God. That is in a brief. What are the prophets? And after that, evangelists. Evangelists, those who bring the message to those who have not heard about Christ, and challenge them to give up their sin and to believe in Christ and His work on the cross is the only way for them to be saved. And that is the work of evangelists, to reach new people. And after evangelists, we have pastors, those who feed the sheep of Christ, the flock, with the word of God, guiding them in the right way beside the quiet water, leading them into a green pasture, helping them in their life and their struggles. And the last gift is there in the fivefold ministry is the teachers, who precisely teach and what is the word of God teach, and the application of the word of God, the message, how to apply the message precisely in the life of the church. Now, here, the fivefold ministry, we need to apply it in the church. Now, the church is composed of members, right? And members interact with one another. Now, how we can speak simply about it? You know, the basic unit of the church, the smallest unit in the church is the family. And how we need to apply these five offices in the life of the family. Amen. Here we go. The apostle, the gift of the apostles is that the church will cooperate with the parents and parents with the church, so that the foundation of the apostle teaching, the right doctrine, will be taught in each and every family. Now, the next gift is the gift of prophesying. Parents will need to declare to their children the will of God. Parents, they need to tell their children that if they will obey God, they will be blessed. They need to tell them the plan of God. Parents should tell their children and warn them, if you disobey, you will get the consequence of your wrongdoing. That is how the function of the family, to function with these gifts. And that's how the church works. And the next gift is evangelism. Parents are to evangelize their children. Tell them that Christ works, and give them the commands of God, and Christ's work on the cross is the only way for them to be saved. His blood was shed on the cross for our sins, and receiving Christ is to bring salvation to them, and teach the children to follow Christ and commit their life to them. Pastoring, the gifts of pastor is, parents will pastor their children with God's word, provide for them, put them into right atmosphere, protect them from wrong things, wrong atmosphere, provide for them, leading them with the word of God, daily feeding them. And this all with the help of the church. The church and the family will work together. So these fivefold ministry will be flow in each and every family. And the last one is the gift of teachers. Parents, with the help of the church, will precisely describe what the meaning of the word of God in the scriptures and how to apply them in their life in a fitted way. These are introduction of how to apply the fivefold ministry in the life of the church. We will go to a story in the Bible, a real story that is happening. It will help us to understand what the Lord wants us to know. You know, in the book of Ruth, there's a family of Elimelech. This family, they were living in Bethlehem. And one day, it happened that there were famine in the there was famine in the land, and the famine had, it was somewhat severe, that the family of Elimelech, they go to Moab. But we know that decision of leaving Bethlehem and going to Moab was their own will. And we will read verse 25, chapter 1. Say, now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah, and they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left, and her two sons, and they took them wives of the woman of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth, and they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died, and also both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. So here, after 10 years, we find out that it's not the plan of God for them. Yeah, and what had happened after that, Naomi, who left, she heard that God had come to his people, giving them bread. So we will read verse 6 and 7. She decided to go back to God. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited, hallelujah, his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and she went on the way and to return unto the land of Judah. Now here Naomi took the decision to repent and to turn back, and she realized her wrongdoings. And you know, that was a great experience for Naomi to pass through, that she get her lesson from what she passed through, wrong decision, what had happened. Oh, it's all experiences in her life. And now she need to go back. You know, while she's going back, on the way, she gives a sermon. She gives a sermon to her two daughters-in-law, because that's Orpah and Ruth, they are the only two who left with her. And now, from the experience that she passed through, she wants to give them a message to find out what is inside them, to filter who is belong to God, so that he will go with her. Let us read what her sermon. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters, why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Then again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also be sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. She's telling them, you go back. She wants to see what is inside them. asleep. And they lifted up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth clave unto her. Ruth decided to not to leave her mother-in-law. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people, and unto her gods return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. Thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, where will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. You know, that kind of preaching and speaking is, you know, it reminds us with what the Lord, you know, spoke to his disciple, you know, in John 6, when a group of disciples, they deserted him. They told him, what is this teaching? Who can follow? And many left him, the Bible say, and you know the Lord, what he said to his disciple? Please don't go. No, leave me. No, he did not say this. Let us see what he said to them. Let's read in verse 66. And you see that from that time, many of his disciples went back. Oh, what happened? And walked no more with him. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will you also go away? Yeah, so you want to go, you go. That's what Naomi said. You go. She wants to find out who is belong to God. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Peter spoke on his behalf and the behalf of disciples, that you have the word of eternal life. You cannot go away. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus also told him, there is somebody there also who is going to betray me. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. So all in our head as I'm doing the service of God, all the saints. And you know, Naomi decided to go back. Ruth, she's an unbeliever. But on that spot, she received Christ. She said, thy God is my God. You know, the Bible tells us that even the non-believers, even they don't know Christ, but certain time they have the word of God planted in their heart. In Romans chapter 2, we read about that. It says, Romans chapter 2 and verse 14, Romans 2:14 say, for when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, hallelujah, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts. That is what happened to Ruth. The law of God was written in her heart. Their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile, accusing or else excusing one another, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Now, what was the word of God in the heart of Naomi, in the heart of Ruth? When she make a decision that she will not leave her mother-in-law. Why she make that decision? But Orpah, she went. Because Orpah, there is no word of God. What was the message in the heart of Ruth that she decided that day not to leave her mother-in-law is in the book of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 5. And let's... First Timothy chapter 5 and verse 3 and 4. Verses 3 and 4, chapter 5, 3 and 4 say, honor widows that are widows indeed, but if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Now that is the law of God in the heart of her, that this woman Naomi is widow and she has no other children, and she is old, and she needs to care for her. She cannot leave her to go alone. And in verse 16, it says that if any man or woman that believeth have widows, because she believes in God, thy God is my God, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. See here, Ruth, that was the law of God, and she wanted to apply this scripture in her life. That's why she decided to go with her mother-in-law. The meaning of Ruth is a friendship. Have we get the point here? Her name is a friendship, and she was faithful to her mother-in-law. Because that's the word of God that is inside her, dictating her to go along with Naomi, who repented and she wants to go back to the right way. And we know that also when she went back, Ruth, she did not also get lazy there, but she find a work and she worked there, and she started to feed herself and to feed also her mother in Ruth chapter 2 and verse 22 and 23 say, after she got the job, also Naomi recommended her to continue that job. It was in the farm of somebody called Boaz there. And Naomi said unto Ruth in verse 22, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwell with her mother in law. The meaning of Naomi is blessed. It is grace, and it is a blessing. And you know, when she left the right way, she left Bethlehem, you know, the blessing all gone away. But when she repented and she come back, God rewarded her with Ruth. God rewarded her. So here, when we repent and go back to the right way, there's a reward for us. You know, the Bible is speaking in Ruth chapter 4 and verse 15 about Ruth. She is equal to her for seven sons. Ruth 4:15, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, that is Ruth, for thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. So God rewarded Naomi when she wanted to go back to the right way of life, back to the plan of God, back to the will of God, back to the restoration plan. God rewarded her. Amen? So there's always hope in the Lord. And you know, Ruth was good. She was friendly to her mother-in-law. She was faithful. Yeah. And the Bible says, friend, not the Bible, sorry, friend in need, our friend indeed, yeah? So she was a friend to her mother-in-law, steadfast with her, helping her. And also the mother-in-law need to do her part, hallelujah. She will also need to be faithful to her daughter-in-law, and also in order to restore the back to the will of God, the family, the plan to the family of Elimelech to be restored back. The meaning of Elimelech is, my king is God. Elimelech, my king is, my king is God. So that's his name. But you know, that's true. When we do our own, God knows how to spank us, discipline us. When we go back to the right way, God knows how to restore us. So now the plan of restoration is starting. Noemi, not only she wants to bless Ruth because she's a good girl, but also she wants to follow God and His will. There's a plan for marriage. In Ruth chapter 3, she taught her what she needs to do, how to propose to the man who might marry, because that's the will of God. Then Noemi, her mother, you know, this what I'm speaking is the foundation of the apostles. Amen? This teaching of the foundation of the apostles. We will find how the fivefold ministry, I'm not far away, I'm just in the subject, how the fivefold ministry, we will go back to the family. Then Noemi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maiden thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and set thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall be, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me I will do. And she went down unto the floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law told her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn, and she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and he behold a woman lay at his feet. And he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And true, the man did the will of God. You know, we have two characters, two persons, Noemi and Ruth. But God had another person, Boaz, in order to restore the family of Elimelech and the plan of God back. You know, Noemi told Ruth that after she did this, she told them verse 16, and when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, who art thou, my daughter? And she said, and she told her all that the man had done to her, and she said, these 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. He blessed her. Then said she, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. And truly, he bought the land, Boaz, and he married Ruth in fulfillment to the word of God and to the will of the Lord. And you know, we talk about the meaning of Noemi, the meaning of Ruth, The meaning of Baas, you know what the meaning of Baas? Fleetness, rapidity, fast. At once he will obey. Yeah. The law of obedience is this obedience. At once he obey. These are the characters. Ruth, friendship, yeah? Faithful. Noemi, graceful, repenting. She learned her lessons. They went back to Bethlehem. The meaning of Bethlehem is the house of the bread. When we go away from God, go away from the word of God, go away from the church of God, we are in having difficulty and troubles. But when we go back, we are restored back to the plan of the Lord. And you know, let's read chapter 4. After they get married, and let's read verse 13 onward. 13 onward. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the woman said unto Noemi, blessed be the Lord, which has not left thee this day, who is without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, a nourishment of thy old age, for thy daughter-in-law, which love thee, which is better for thee than 7 sons have borne him. And Noemi took the child and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto him, unto it. And the woman, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Noemi. And they call his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. The children of Noemi, she has 2 children. One, Mahlon, was the husband of Ruth. Mahlon is sickness. The meaning of Mahlon is sickness. When we move away from God, sicknesses will come into our life. But when we come back to the Lord, sicknesses will not hinder the plan of God. And the meaning of, you know, the meaning of Kirion is delight or longing or desire, yearning for something. When we go away from God, He will not, when we don't delight in Him, as we know, delight in the Lord and He will give you the desire of your heart. When you move away from God, then the desire of your heart will not be fulfilled. But when you go back, your desire, your delight will come back again, and God will give you what is in your heart. Now here, what we have now, the product of this family is Obed. The meaning of Obed, even this Hebrew and Arabic the same, it means servant or serving. Servant or serving. Now we have here 3 characters who take care of this baby Obed. Who are they? Boaz, the father, Ruth, the mother, Noemi, the grandmother, and who else? The church that they are part of. Now, going back to the fivefold ministry, I mean, how we can apply these 5 gifts of the apostles, pastor, teacher, prophets, evangelists in the life of Obed, because Obed should raise up as a servant of God. Amen? Obed should raise up as a servant of God. Our children, all of our children should be raised up to serve the living God. So who will operate on this in the family? Father, mother. If the family they are grandparents, should get involved. If they are aunties and uncles in the family, in the same family set up, they should get involved in one direction to raise up godly children who will finally serve the Lord. Amen? Let's go back. Now for the gift of the apostles. The parents, 3 of them, they will work to implement the doctrine inside the family. The teaching, the way of life. Ruth, what this will be, what will be her role? She will be the first one to evangelize to him the command of God, the word of God. How about Obed? How about his father, Boaz? He is the pastor for the child. Provide for him. Teach him with God's word. Provide atmosphere in the inside the house that he will be protected. And also he is the teacher for the child. He will discipline him. He will guide him in the way he go and make a strict ways for him that he will not go astray, but he will go into the right way. How about Noemi? What she can work there? You know, Noemi, her gifts will be a good profit for this child. Because Noemi, because she had passed through wrong ways, she had done wrong, yeah, and she come back. So she know what will be the outcome of obedience and the outcome of the disobedience. She will be the best one to tell him the good plan of God that has for him, because she witnessed the restoration. She came from the blessing down to the valley, back again to the top. Restoration. She is the one to tell him, my son, if you will obey, God will bless you. You have a good plan. When she was seen making notice, my son, I warn you, you will be hard disciplined by God. Mark my word. That's how the gift of the prophecy. All this work together. So that this child, Obed, I don't know if they have other children, will be raised up to serve the Lord. Now going back to the fivefold ministry, to the book of Ephesians. And he gave some to be apostles. Amen. We as a church, we need to help each and every family to implement the apostle teaching. We cannot adopt Google teaching and other teaching and headache teaching. Our job as a church is to help each and every family to implement the apostles' teaching. Parents, they are the evangelists to their children, and they are the pastors and teachers with the help of the church. Being teachers for the children, with the help of the church, we give the sound teaching they will implement in the life of them. In the life of the children. Let's go to the Ephesians and read it. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 12. They say, in verse 12, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body, for the edifying of the body of Christ. These five gifts is to be for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Who are the workers for this ministry to raise up Obed as a godly child? Three workers: Noemi, the grandmother, father, Boaz, and Ruth is the mother. These are the workers. They should be equipped by the church. What they need to do? The church gives them the teaching, the foundation of the apostles, and commission them to do the work of God. Now, in verse 13, we need to continue to do that till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God and to a perfect man and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of God. We need to persevere in this ministry. Yeah? Until the children are, they start to serve the Lord. They know the right way and continue with them until the full measure, until the perfection. And also we need to be careful that there will be no going wrong or going into wrong direction, because there are cunning of the devil and the false teaching around also. We need to be careful about that. And verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So we need to be careful. Each family, father, mother, careful for their children. That not allow, the devil will come in different way. The church, we need to observe. We need to follow. That's our responsibilities. But speaking the truth in love, to continue to speak the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Let's all stand in the presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us that shows our responsibilities as a church, as parents, as individual members, to go into godly marriages and to raise up godly children. To show everyone responsibilities, father, parents, mother, grandparents, church elders, help us, O God. Lord, guide us. We are here to serve you, Lord. Commit yourself to the Lord. Guide us and be with us, Lord. Be with us and help us and support us, O God. Direct us in the way that you want us to move, Lord. I pray for perfection in your church, in the life of each and every family. I pray for commitment. I pray for the fear of yours. I pray you raise up workers, each and every parents, mothers and fathers. They will take care of their children. Oh God, I pray for more godly families to be formed. More workers, servant of yours. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. Lord, we commit our life fully to you. Lead us and guide us. And come. Ourselves to you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, O Lord, we continue to follow you, to do your will, and you are our reason, Lord, in this life, to save you. I pray for all four families and children to be raised up in the fears of yours. Pray for restorations of your plans upon the life of your church and your people. Pray for more families to be added, more families to be formed, more godly marriages to be accomplished, O Lord, more servants of yours to be raised up to serve you. Lord, take your word and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and free us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Release.